I'd like to share some words by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. The essence of all religions is love, compassion, and tolerance. Kindness is my true religion. No matter whether you are learned or not, whether you believe in the next life or not, a religion or not, in day-to-day life you must be a kind person. When you are motivated by kindness, it doesn't matter whether you are a practitioner, a lawyer, a politician, a worker, or an engineer. Whatever your profession or field, deep down, you are a kind person. Love, compassion, and tolerance are necessities, not luxuries. Without them, humanity cannot survive. If you have a particular faith or religion, that is good, but you can survive without it if you have love, compassion, and tolerance. The clear proof of a person's love of God is if that person genuinely shows love to fellow human beings. Deep down, we must have real affection for each other, a clear realization or recognition of our shared human status. At the same time, we must openly accept all ideologies and systems as a means of solving humanity's problems. One country, one nation, one ideology, one system is not sufficient. It is helpful to have a variety of different approaches on the basis of a deep feeling of the basic sameness of humanity. We can then make a joint effort to solve the problems of the whole of humankind. Every major religion has similar ideas of love, the same goal of benefiting through spiritual practice, and the same effect of making its followers into better human beings. All religions teach moral precepts for perfecting the functions of mind, body, and speech. All teach us not to lie or steal or take others' lives and so on. The common goal of all moral precepts laid down by the great teachers of humanity is unselfishness. They wanted to lead their followers away from paths of negative deeds caused by ignorance and to introduce them to paths of goodness. All religions can learn from one another. Their ultimate goal is to produce better human beings who will be tolerant, more compassionate, and less selfish. The purpose of religion is not to argue which one is the best. Over the past centuries, each great teaching has served humanity, so it's much better to make friends, understand each other, and make an effort to serve humanity than to criticize or argue. Buddha, Jesus Christ, and all the other great teachers created their ideas and teachings with sincere motivation, love, and kindness towards humanity, and they shared it for the benefit of humanity. I do not think those great teachers created differences to make trouble. Our human mind always likes different approaches. There is a richness in the fact that there are so many different presentations of the way. May we reflect for a moment. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.